This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Saturday Story Circle, always on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
As we continue forward in our quest to assemble all the details of the mysterious device Dr. Steve shot Dr. Floyd with at the beginning of this season, we begin this episode in the deep underground secret lair of the evil mastermind himself, the day after he and Fidget returned from being locked on Alcatraz Island.
Let me see, what if I take the... No. How about if I... No. Curses.
What are you doing, Emily?
Oh, hello there, Fidget. I'm working on top secret plans. Top secret plans for a device I can use to bring about the destruction of Dr. Floyd. I just can't take it anymore, Fidget. First he foiled my getting rid of libraries plot, and then he had the nerve to lock us on Alcatraz. So I'm doing what Frank Morris suggested I do. I'm making a plan to get rid of Dr. Floyd for good. Yeah, but I'm having trouble. I want to invent something that will get rid of Dr. Floyd, but I'm drawing a blank. I just can't see how inventors do it. Just come up with an invention out of thin air. I mean, it's so hard. Oh, well, anyway, what are you up to this afternoon?
Minding on the movie.
Classic movies, eh? Oh, which one did you watch?
Come Live With Me.
Come Live With Me? Oh, who's in that one? Jimmy Stewart? Oh, well, he's good in anything. And Hedy Lamarr? Wow, va-va-voom. She's a looker, all right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. That's it. Quick, to our ship. We have to make a time jump.
Where are we going?
We're going back to Hollywood in 1942.
What are we gonna do now?
We're going back in time to meet up with Hedy Lamarr.
Dr. Steve and Fidget are headed to Hollywood to meet Hedy Lamarr? What diabolical plans could Dr. Steve have just put in motion? While we ponder this, let's catch up with our hero, Dr. Floyd, who we find in his lab in deep discussion with Dr. Grant and Chips.
And since there's no up or down in outer space, the astronauts can sleep in any position they like.
What do you mean there's no up or down? There has to be, just like there is here on Earth.
No, Dr. Grant. Gravity tells our brains which way is up and which way is down here on Earth. But in space, there's no gravity, so there's no up or down.
Oh boy, I think I'd wind up horking all over the place in zero gravity.
Oh, you wouldn't be alone. Astronauts can suffer space sickness from time to time.
Luckily, the brain adapts pretty quickly and learns to trust its new surroundings, and most times you can beat space sickness.
I don't think my brain would adapt that quickly.
Speaking of brains not adapting quickly, Dr. Steve has just made a time jump.
Dang blast it. I'd have hoped his time locked away in Alcatraz would have scared him straight. I guess he's back up to his old ways. Well, let's get to the ship.
Hey, Dr. Floyd, how come we know which way is up when we're on our ship in the time and space stream?
That's because we're in the time and space stream, which is different than being in outer space where the astronauts go.
Also, most fictional ships like ours have artificial gravity machines.
Wait a minute, fictional? But our ship is real, or how else will we get around on it?
A discussion for another time, Dr. Grant. For now, we've got to stop Dr. Steve!
Dr. Floyd, Dr. Grant, and Chips race off to their time and spaceship. As they do, let's jump to the year 1942, where right outside the gates of MGM Studios, we find Dr. Steve and Fidget huddled in some bushes.
Here we are, Fidget, MGM Studios in the heyday of Hollywood.
How are we gonna get on the lot?
We'll get on the lot the same way all aspiring actors used to get on the lot back in these days. We'll bluff our way on.
You're winning it.
Of course it's going to work, Fidget. Put on this hat here and hold these bottles of Coca-Cola. Now follow me.
Now hold it there, you two. Where do you think you're going?
We've got a delivery for Mr. Mayor.
Delivery? What delivery?
Tuna on rye, no tomato, potato salad, and a six-pack of Coca-Cola. Of course it's going to work, trust me.
Tuna on rye, no tomato, potato salad, and a six-pack of Coca-Colas, huh?
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor's lunch.
Okay, go right in.
Told you. Now come on, let's go. We've got to get to Hedy Lamarr.
Oh no, Dr. Steve and Fidget have got onto the MGM Studios lot. Will Dr. Floyd and company be able to make it to Hollywood to prevent Dr. Steve and Fidget from meeting up with Hedy Lamarr? What does Dr. Steve want with Hedy Lamarr anyway? Is he plotting to steal something from the famous leading lady?
I guess you'll have to find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd.
Find out next time on the... Hey, that was my line.
Episode number 806 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips, www.mauraquirk.com, and Chris Sheets as the MGM security guard. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was recorded at Dr. Floyd Studios in beautiful downtown Burbank, California. Get your parents' permission and leave us a voicemail at area code 818-332-3053. Episode number 806 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2010, Grant Pachoco and Doug Price. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's time now for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message. Remember, kids, only children with the official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Ranger's secret decoder ring can decode today's secret message. You can get your own ring right now over at www.drfloyd.com/store. Okay, kids, grab your secret decoder ring and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Here comes today's secret message. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger's secret message for episode number 806, Hurry to Hollywood. 23, 3, 9, 3, 1, 1, 2, 3, 15, 13, 7, 1, 17, 18, 17, 3, 11, 15, 14, 1, 18, 3. And that was a secret message to you from Dr. Floyd himself. You can decode today's secret message only with the Imagination Nation Ranger's secret decoder ring available to everyone at www.drfloyd.com/store. Get yours today and set your imagination to fun.
Hey, Fidget, you know what? I'm totally cool. Because I've just signed up for a Twitter account.
What?
Yes, it's at www.twitter.com/evilmastermind.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Well, I plan to send out totally inspirational and completely evil messages to all my followers.
Oh, brother.
Hey, look, if it worked for Richard Simmons, it'll work for me.
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.pereri.com. Hip.
Are you in the mood for a good laugh?
Or maybe a good scream?
How about some childlike wonder?
Or a thought-provoking mystery?
Then get your ears ready for a treat, because the Mutual Audio Drama Network presents shows every day for your enjoyment. Each day is a different genre featuring the talents of a huge pool of audio drama masters. Oh, and some clever comedy creators as well. Subscribe to the Mutual feed and get them all, or choose the genres you really love.
Ooh.
You'll find the Mutual Audio Network at all your favorite places, like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, Ear Buddies, Podcast-O-Rama, Casting Call, Podcast, and wherever quality shows are found. Okay, I made a few of those up. Or simply go online to MutualAudioNetwork.com. And of course, it's all free.
Free.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network. Listen and imagine together. Maintaining social distancing, of course.